This is Tux FM 107.2.
All right, on the line at the moment, we have a very, very, very interesting gentleman who is currently sitting in Dublin at the moment. His name is Stuart, and he works for a company called LinkedIn. Stuart, how are you doing today?
I'm blessed, I'm grateful, and full of energy and ready to go.
Wonderful. Okay, so talk to us about Dublin. I've got one very, very important question to ask. During quarantine, are the bars open?
No, so they're going to be lifting up restrictions, and with those restrictions will also come some governance in terms of how people can again socially reinteract. So not quite yet.
Okay, all right. we're going down to level 3 as of Monday next week, and we're all very much looking forward to being able to go to a bottle store and buy some beer. So so it's interesting to hear that Europe is on the same page. Okay, so Stuart. This week, Wednesday, you are going to be chatting on a panel about rocking your LinkedIn profile. You're going to be talking in your personal capacity, but you are also you do also work for the company LinkedIn, and you are a talent solutions manager for Sub-Saharan Africa. Can you just explain to us a little bit? Talk to me like I'm a 5-year-old. Explain to me what LinkedIn actually is.
Okay, so. First of all, you talked about me speaking from a personal perspective. Yes, I do work for LinkedIn, but I'm also a Rock Your Profile ambassador, which means I've been trained up to help students, alumni, graduates, professors, lecturers, and anybody build their profile and their personal identity so that they can go out and get those economic opportunities that they need. So essentially, LinkedIn is like a social media, but the key difference is it's a professional network. This is where you go in to learn, to connect, to mentor, to coach, and this is where you go in to find the job that most of us are looking for, or even investors if you're going to be an entrepreneur.
Okay, so you sign up for LinkedIn, and you basically connect with people on a professional capacity.
That's right. You sign up. It costs you nothing to sign up. Each and every one of us can get access, which is a great thing because it's all about providing economic opportunities to every member of the global workforce. So sign up, you put in your details, and you start interacting. So the session we're going to be holding is showing people not only the basics of how to get started, but now how to get those superpowers that will help you get that economic opportunity.
Okay, cool. So let's talk a little bit about LinkedIn from a student perspective. So social media for us as students is very easy to define. It's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's WhatsApp to a certain extent. And we sort of build our own sort of profiles on Instagram. You know, we've got the photos of us in the beach or in the restaurant eating food. And on Facebook, we've got our parents and our aunts and our uncles on there. So we're a little bit more professional on Facebook. And WhatsApp, we're just sort of out there. How when it comes to LinkedIn, because at the end of the day, if you're applying for a job, you want to be as real as possible with your potential employers. How much dumbing down or how subdued do you need to be on a LinkedIn profile?
Can I give an example? And I think I'll give an analogy of donuts, and not because of my body weight, but listen, here's an example that I think works for everybody. If you think about all the social media platforms that you've got access to right now as a student, if you're on Facebook, for example, you might say, I like donuts. You know, you tell your friends and your family, etc., what you like about donuts. If you're on Snapchat, for example, it's more watching you eat a donut, right? You're showing people what's happening in real time.
Right.
Whereas if you're on Instagram, for example, you might be like, oh, check out my cool photograph of my donut, right? And other platforms, you know, like WhatsApp, you'd be more or less reaching out to someone and say, hey, do you want a donut? You know, do you want to share? Now, when we take the same concept and we think about donuts on LinkedIn, the tone changes a little bit, right? Doesn't have to be dull and drab, but here's the sort of thing you can say. You could say, I operate in the donut industry and the donut franchise, and I want to learn more. Or I'm looking for a job in the donut industry, or I have 3 years of experience of making and selling donuts and marketing it. Or my top skills in the donut industry, I'm the selling of it, the packaging, the manufacturing, or the distribution. And lastly, here's some recommendations for my professional network that shows that I'm really good and really passionate about eating donuts, selling donuts, and growing the donut industry. So I hope that gives a simple analogy of how one would approach it.
Yeah. Okay. So earlier you mentioned that this isn't necessarily only for people looking for a job. This is also something that can be used to attract potential investors. So talk to me a little bit, because you know, a lot of us as students, we're hustling a little bit. We've got a little bit of a side business going on, and sometimes we've got like a little t-shirt company or you know, we've got some services that can be offered. You mentioned earlier that LinkedIn can potentially attract investors. What did you mean by that?
Oh, it's such an amazing platform. So you go out, you build your personal brand, right? You tell the world, here's my education, here's my photograph, here's my experience, here's my things I've done that I've volunteered to, and here's my skills, here's where I'm based from a location perspective, and this is the industry I'm in. But the superpower comes in when you now have the opportunity to become a social leader. So let's say you are an entrepreneur. One of the things about being an entrepreneur is that you always constantly want to tell people about your business and what your business is about so you can attract those investments. If you've got a great profile on LinkedIn and you can now attach a rich media, so you can put a photograph, a slide, you can write articles about your business and the impact that it's going to bring to society and why you think you need more capital or processes or technology to take it to the next level. And the beauty of that is that each and every one of us, once the lockdown is over, we get to interact with real human beings who say, who are you and what do you do? And if you're a student, you don't have a business card with you all the time or the funds to spend on it. The great thing now, you say, hey, you got your phone? Got LinkedIn? Can I search for myself? And once you search for yourself and you say, hey, can I connect? You say yes to connect. Then you say, check out this article I wrote. Check out this photograph of my recent work that I've done. Check out some of the proof points from other people saying, you know, I've done a great job, or that I'm transforming the way that they work, or how they make profit, or how I'm helping them reduce costs. So you've got your business with you everywhere. And what's more, if you start off as an entrepreneur and then later on decide to go into formal employment, you can imagine the power and the power of the testimony when you say, when they ask you a question, say at an interview, and you're able to say, Tommy, you should ask me that. I actually wrote a paper on that, and I shared it on LinkedIn, and look at the interaction and some of the comments I got. So it shows your growth mindset and allows you to take your business with you everywhere. No more business cards, and no more need to pull out a PowerPoint and a laptop and start taking people through what your value proposition is.
Right.
So go out there, do the hustle, and if you're a student, you're always looking to say, okay, on my experience, on my work experience, on my LinkedIn profile, how do I tell that? Tell that story of that side hustle that you're running, because it all translates to experience and creativity that companies are looking for right now.
Okay. All right. So the topics that we've discussed today and the topics that you're likely to put together when it comes to LinkedIn and using LinkedIn in a professional capacity, I presume that these are the kinds of things that you're going to be talking about on Wednesday, when you talk on the panel for the Lead UP Young Alumni Chat.
Definitely. I want to, you know, one of the things I want to demystify for students, I work across Africa with different universities. And one thing I have realized is that the common question of what's the difference between my LinkedIn profile and my resume. So I want to just highlight for guys and show them the differences. And, you know, essentially, if I've got a minute to say, your resume literally contains, your resume rarely, rarely ever contains things like recommendations from your peers, your professors, your people that you've done summer jobs with. You don't have that on a resume, right?
Right.
So I want to highlight that and sort of show them also, guess what? When you write your little story, this is what it means to hiring managers, and this is what it means to recruiters. So let me help them find new economic opportunities.
Okay, I hear you. Okay, so the Lead at UP Young Alumni Chats is taking place on Wednesday, the 27th of May. It kicks off at 12 o'clock. We'll obviously share from the TuxFM social media pages, from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and even TikTok. We'll be sharing the link, so you can join in the conversation if you want to. It starts at 12 o'clock SA time. Stuart, why, as a young professional, should I tune in to this rock your LinkedIn profile chat?
like I said, it's rock your profile. I'm going to bring my A game on. I'm going to teach them how to become rock stars in the professional world.
Right.
So it's going to be a fun session. It's going to be an interactive session. And it's going to be based on my collective experience of traveling across Africa and working with multiple universities. So I want our university students to not just think of opportunities within South Africa, but for us to now start thinking global, digital, and how we can go out there and inspire the rest of the world.
Excellent. Stuart, thank you so much for your time. I genuinely appreciate it. And from somebody who, I don't know what the future holds for me. I don't know whether I'm going to get a job once I'm done studying. I don't know whether I'm going to need to, you know, start my own company. For somebody who hasn't thought about LinkedIn as a professional outlet, you've convinced me. The moment that I get off this call is the moment that I'm going to go onto LinkedIn and just do a little bit of digging for myself. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, Superman, you're not alone. A lot of people right now, the thought process is, okay, do I really know what I want to do? Do I want to be a leader? Do I want to be an employee, etc.? So we'll talk about all of that and put some data behind it, because ultimately, if we are going to have this conversation, it's best to lead with data and say, where are the missing skills? What are companies looking for? How can you build and better yourself? And how can you present your best professional picture? I'm going to be sharing some tips before we get onto the session. So check me out on LinkedIn. I always have great content around helping students tell their story. So I'm looking forward to you joining on this session and you learning, and also for you guys to share with me your perspective as a student, because you know what? The thing I love about LinkedIn is that it's a place where we can do reverse mentorship. You talked about TikTok. You guys got to teach me to dance on TikTok. I'm going to teach you how to get new economic opportunities. So I'm looking forward to sharing.
Excellent. Stuart, thank you so much for your time. And we wish you the best of luck in your talk on Wednesday at 12 o'clock South African time. And good luck with quarantine. And good luck with getting the word out there, because I think that you've got a very valuable skill set that a lot of people can benefit from. So good luck.
Now, I look forward to it. University of Pretoria has over 159,155 alumni. So the invitation is open to all of them. And then what's more, even more importantly, that on LinkedIn, there are over 253,066 followers. So guys, everyone is invited. Let's share the knowledge, let's engage, and let's all grow and get better, because it's time to shine.
Beautiful. Thank you, Stuart.
Awesome. Thanks for the opportunity.
Okay, bye-bye.